刺激で命中で泣けろ頼りない翼でもきっと飛べるぜ
Hello everyone and welcome back to Lost in Translation 1. We've had a bit of a break after the end of the entire season and series of Digimon. So we just finished up Cross Wars, did our entire season wrap up, and now we're back with some commentary episodes with Brady, the walrus, the Ikakumon.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So today we'll be watching Digimon Adventure Tri Chapter 1, which Brady's very excited about. The whole thing of Lost in Translation 1 is making people watch Digimon who don't want to watch Digimon. So hopefully that's enjoyable for everyone. So this will be like our previous commentary episodes where I just count in, I'm going to click play feature, and then we will all together will watch Digimon Adventure Tri Chapter 1. Yay! So do you have any, you're watching the beautiful Blu-ray intro, do you have any thoughts about it so far?
No.
Do you like the music?
No.
Well, this is a continuation.
At least I'll say that it seems better put together than other ones.
Yeah, it came out like 2017, I think. Maybe 2016. I can't remember with the first
one. Someone might have got paid to actually put this one together.
So. Yeah. Well, this is all funded by my merchandise buying.
Yep.
It's in its entirety. So yeah, we will watch chapter one, and I'm going to be pressing play. So I'll go 3, 2, 1, then play. So 3, 2, 1, play. Are you excited, Ray? No.
No. Should that be sound?
Yeah, it's just it's starting.
Oh.
We had sound in the intro. Yeah, cool, sound. Like that that 3D game we played at the Canberra Museum. Isn't this that PS4 game you played?
Spyro.
Yeah, that's the one.
There's a dragon egg.
Nah, Shadow of the Colossus. It's okay if you weren't following that part. It means little... it does not mean much.
Foreshadowing the egg came from... The universe was the egg and then something-something alarm clock.
Something-something alarm clock.
Is that the bus that eats children?
The bus that eats children?
You know the one? There's a bus. There's a human. It's living. It's alive.
What?
There's a living bus.
In what?
Train.
Oh, yeah. In Frontier?
I don't know. There's a train that's alive.
Yeah, that's in Frontier. That happens a lot. No, that's just a tram.
It's a living tram.
Yeah. No, it was not living. That's just a tram. I want an alarm clock that looks like that, and you have to hit it down and close the egg. I wish they had those. I bet IKEA does. Look, we went there. Remember? It's the Rainbow Bridge. Yeah? Braid looks confused. He's like, I went to Japan? It's set in 2005, by the way, if you're wondering about why everyone has phones that look like that.
No, I mean, they still have phones like that, I think.
You're right, they do. If you're wondering, remember the movies that we watched? That was the main character from the second season who just was dying. With the one with the bunny rabbits. He was in that one.
Are we having acid flashbacks right now? Is that what's happening? No.
Ty's mom's the best.
She makes a good beef jerky milkshake.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird.
Mmm. And what Power Ranger was that we just saw?
It was all of them, the Power Rangers. They were Voltroning. So because we're watching the Japanese version, we get Butterfly, which I believe the Australian and European version also had, but the American version had, like, some weird song about, like, it's Digitime again, it's Digitime again, and, it was kind of nostalgic to the Digimon soundtrack. Ah, Nun laptops. I have a Nun laptop.
Wait, those aren't translated.
Oh yes, the sub, it's just Butterfly. It's just lyrics.
Where's the translation though?
You're right, that is just in Romaji.
Yeah.
We can still fly on my love. The actual translation is Digimon, Digital Monsters, Digimon are the champions.
Is it? Really?
No.
Oh.
That was a joke. We can be together soon.
This is the guy from the... I remember this.
That's Ty, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just 17 now instead of 11.
He used to wear a blue shirt.
Yeah.
And glasses.
And goggles, yes. Yeah. But he actually gave them to Daisuke in season 2 to say that he was the leader now.
Leader of what?
The Digidestined.
Oh, he retired.
Yeah.
At the age of... Was this 14?
Yeah, he was like... It was, like, 3 years after, so it was, like, yeah, it was 14. He was, like, I'm retiring
top
now.
Top of his game. It makes sense, yeah.
Now he's 17.
He's a full-time DDR player.
And that is not the way you should look at your sister.
Ah, he got different interests now.
I think we had that convenience store ice cream. Or I did.
I love ice cream with mandarin pieces on the top. Fantastic. Who exercises? What?
They're showing off in front of Hikari.
Ah.
I don't know, when I was 17, 14-year-olds were kind of like babies to me. So I don't know why they're trying to like hit up a 14-year-old.
It's pretty normal for, you know, in that age group.
17,
Yeah, I'd say in Japan, I mean.
Oh. Also, this season has, like, really bad, spot the main character syndrome. Because everyone else looks the same.
Ah, Yagami Light from Death Note. Now I remember who this is.
Well,
is that the professor from Steins Gate? I think I recognize that. There's a lot of crossovers in this movie. I'm surprised that they got that done, but it's good to see.
And it's Ingress too.
I don't know what that is.
You like Ingress, I
think. Oh, yeah. Ingress, yeah. It's a video game.
So they're 17, so they have to choose what they want to do for the rest of their lives.
Well, I'm sure they can change.
Well, at the end of 02, we found out that he becomes, like, an ambassador of the digital world.
Oh, yeah.
Because the digital world...
Is that paywall, or is that... What is,
I don't know. Like, look, he looks like he's pretty well
off. You get paid
in
bitcoins or something.
Yeah. He wears, like, a suit, and he's got Agumon, who's, like, looks...
Kind of ruined the spoilers for me now, but that's fine.
Yeah, what?
Spoilers.
It's not a spoiler. It's before this. Like,
so he was the ambassador, then he retired.
It's before this, but 02 came out before this, but it was set, like, 25 years in the future. It's meant to be lame. It's okay.
No, I don't mind it.
I have that on a sports towel. The one I take to the gym every morning.
Mm. Who's this guy? Is he from this?
Yeah, TV one? Remember the one that the movie we watched, and they made a Megamon. He was the blonde kid.
Was he from the first show though that I've seen? Which one is he?
He's the one with Gabumon.
You'll have to describe the shape to me.
Gabumon is the yellow lizard dog with like a blue jacket, and he becomes a wolf. He's got a horn in his child form.
Yellow lizard dog.
You'll see him later. Actually, he might be on this. Here we go. That's Gabumon. He's on the cover.
Hmm.
They made Omegamon. Remember they were fighting Diaboromon? Also, he just ate his donut. It's me.
It's alright, there's donuts every 6 meters in Japan. Don't worry about it.
You're right.
What is that picture on the back? What is that?
That's Megumon. She's a new character in this. Yeah. We will see her later. It's okay.
No, nah, spoilers.
Well, we actually saw her in the intro running between bushes. So this is why I mentioned him becoming an ambassador earlier, because he's sort of referencing, like, travel and stuff. So it's part of him shaping up to be what he was in that epilogue.
Everyone does look the same in this.
Especially the non-main characters. Daigo's pretty good. He's a good teacher.
Super hot.
It is like that, isn't it? I feel like Digimon would be
watch out. It's... Oh, no. I've seen this guy. I know who this is.
What's his name?
Clockman.
Clockman. What?
Yep. Diablo Man.
Diablo Man.
You know what I mean? The spider monster that was there.
No, he's not Diaboromon.
That's the one, the spider monster that hurt everybody. He's back.
No. It's not Diaboromon, I'm sorry.
I think it is, though.
He's an insect.
My phone, I'm going to Google the picture of it.
Of what? Infamon?
I'm going to have a look, because I'm pretty sure it's the same guy. Infamon, apparently. Infamon.
What?
I don't know, I looked it up and I can't find it, but I found this picture of Tarzan, so.
Well, at least we have that. Infamon, his name's just Infamon. An interesting thing to note is that the subtitles use their original names, but for some reason in the Crunchyroll subtitles they use their English names, which was weird. Mimi's the best. She's the best. Mimi's the best. She's my favourite.
Is she on the cover?
She was the one who was in Hawaii when they were all fighting on the internet.
All right, she has the big pink hat.
Yeah, I have that big pink hat.
Mm.
Oh, airline fees are expensive. Koshiro is so thirsty, he's just like, I will definitely pay for this girl's flight. I'm 17, though.
I don't recognise any, because they all look the same to me.
He was the smart one that, in the first step, in the movie that we watched.
The smart one.
The smart one, yeah. You know, there were a couple of characters in that.
Oh, there's his thing, there's his pet.
Yeah, the bug.
That was the one that we just saw before.
No, it wasn't.
He's the bad guy. We found it, we did it.
They look very similar, you're right.
Ah, foreshadowing. Found the guy already solved. This is an easy movie.
That's the little kid who was like, he was hanging out with his older brother at his grandma's house, and the grandma was like, I would like to talk to them too.
Mm. Don't remember.
It was very memorable for me.
I knew it. It's the same guy.
It's not Tentomon.
It is literally the same one.
It's not Tentomon.
I've got a picture right here.
Tentomon evolves into something that's blue. And not the
he
red
was
one.
From episode one.
Episode one of Digimon,
I
yes.
Remember that.
Yeah, well done, he was. Kawagamon was in episode one.
I love that.
Because it's a Digimon movie, Joe is in exams the whole time.
Ah. You will be divided by academic score. And then by height. And then by race.
And also the main character will be in the back seat near the window. He was, like, super smart in the first season and the second season. Now he's not super smart.
Did he have an aneurysm? What happened?
Oh.
What happened to him?
Probably overworked.
Huh.
He's trying to follow in his, like, brother's footsteps, because they're doctors.
Yeah. Digimon attacks. Which this is the concert, is it?
No, his soccer game and Yamato's concert on the same day. And Hikari, because it's the Digimon movie, is at someone's birthday party.
You're just gonna tan in between scenes?
He's always been tan.
You just gotta spray
but you're
tan.
Right. I think it's just the darkness, because it's like the sun setting. Imagine having to type like that on your phone.
I think there's shortcuts.
Yeah.
I think.
Motorola Razr.
Oh, it's sad. He's like, what is he, like 16? He hasn't learned how to ask people things.
Yeah, he's 17.
That's normal. This guy was the ambassador?
Yeah, he was
no,
the ambassador.
If he can't
of the
ask someone
world.
To come to his soccer game, I don't want him representing my fictional country.
He feels bad because, like, Sora and Yamato kind of have, like, a thing. So he doesn't want to feel bad or, like, pressure her to go to both because she's nice enough that she would.
How could she go to both?
Being very.
Wait a second, what is this photo? What was that?
What?
What was that photo of?
That photo was in the last episode of season one. They all take a photo.
They take a photo so they just have, like, pictures of monsters, like, with them yeah. posing with them in real yeah. life. Does no one notice?
At this point, everyone actually knows Digimon exists, but they've also forgetting. It's weird they've also forgotten Digimon exists. Yep. It's so weird.
Oh, here comes the fan service.
No, there's no fan service with Sora.
This is fan service right now.
No.
It is. What? It's 1:10. Time for me to take my clothes off. That's.
She's getting changed.
Yeah, exactly. Shazam.
It's so weird that, like, her first, like, her first reaction to that sort of thing isn't, oh, what if there's a Digimon around? It's just like, oh, that must be a good sign.
It happens in every single movie and every single show that I've ever seen for this show. Something weird happens with digital things and no one suspects anything.
I love Coach.
And then they're all surprised. What? Digimon?
Oh.
In Earth? Who's this guy again?
That's Koshiro. His name is Izzy. He's got the bug.
Ah, the bad guy of the movie.
Oh my god.
We saw it at the start. The mastermind.
He's speaking French, by the way.
Great.
That's a face.
Just for the sake of it, we'll have the most French thing we can imagine.
Yeah.
Give me the orange duck stuffed with croissants.
And oolong jerky tea.
Hmm.
Is this you with your guitar?
This is me.
Nice hat.
Yeah, fedora. I know what's going on.
Digital things are happening.
This is,
it's not Diaboromon.
No, it's the other guy. He plays a guitar.
Edamon?
I don't know. He's orange.
Monkey. Yeah, monkey. Yeah,
he plays a guitar. It's him. He's coming back. He's the bad guy.
I wish. He's the best.
Is he strikes again?
That's his Kawagamon. He's like a beetle.
You know Beetleborgs?
What?
Beetleborgs?
Is that like a TV show?
It's a TV show. I think it was
Is that Insectors?
Exclusively Australian. Oh, Insectors was the ripoff.
I'm pretty sure I think I watched
Beetleborgs, which was
I think I watched Insectors, but not Beetleborgs.
This is Beetleborgs right now.
Also, why is like everyone just like saying, "Oh, that's just a giant bug. That's normal. It's Japan."
They know about the what are they called? Digimon.
What are they called? The Pokemon.
I forget.
Oh, that looks...
I encourage everybody to look up Beetleborgs. It's a rip-off of Pokemon. What are they called?
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers, yeah. That's it. This is a rip-off of Pokemon. I'm getting my rip-offs confused. Probably no one's ever made that observation before about this in Pokemon.
No, never.
I feel like maybe I'm the first.
You're definitely the first. An identified creature, definitely not those Digimon that we saw.
So, they know about Digimon, but now we're just pretending that we don't? What happened?
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like, it's the same between season one and two.
This is the same in every movie. The Digimon are in the real world, and then it's on the news, and they have to fix it. This is the same movie. I've seen this movie.
No, it's not. Digimon's not in this movie.
It's the same
thing. No, because this one has six movies to it.
God damn it. How can they make six movies about the same thing?
Well, only three of them are good.
Is this one of them?
Yes, it's the first one. Oh, well, the communications networks are down because the Digimon...
hacked the planet.
Oh. Remember that... what was that TV show called? Where they would like, delayed
what
slow
was
reaction.
That?
It was someone, I think they were trying to be dramatic.
This guy's got like a DUI thing going on right now. He's just.
Oh, and they've actually given Tai Chi some form of fear towards dying and people dying.
Happy anniversary, Mango.
Marriage. Oh, it's a...
Blackberry.
Yeah, I forgot the name for it, but yeah, that's a Blackberry.
Well, that looked vaguely digital. What was that? That's not... Is that Japanese?
It's got some Japanese. The first one was like, deer. Nope, he's not going to blame the Digimon. He's ruining himself. He's like blaming himself. Oh, I'm ruined. Definitely not the Digimon. Don't know why his phone's working.
Oh, who is this now?
That's Sora. We saw her before. She's the one who sent us fan service.
The picture is... Her background is a picture of,
her Digimon.
Nice. Oops, I kicked the microphone.
Yeah. I like the Statue of Liberty in a diver.
This is the exact same movie. I've seen this. Everyone's looking at their phone.
That's just
Digimon's in the real world. He's on the same goddamn building. He's on the same building. He's the same type. He's a bug. And he's doing the same stuff.
I can't even argue with you because you're right. Except that that's not Tentomon.
You're in a translation right now.
Rawr.
Rawr. Digimon Ambassador, I've been looking for you.
He's not the Digimon ambassador yet. He's like 17.
You bankrupted our country.
Doesn't have
because we have to supply you with hair gel.
Also, he just died, right?
Your ridiculous hair. Do you get bigger, or is he always that big?
You're right. That does seem like he's very.
He got bigger. What?
He definitely got bigger. He was not that like. Oh, he shrunk again. Maybe it's just perspective.
Maybe, but before when he scraped a car, he just broke in the windows. But
you're right.
Now, I think he just got bigger.
I think he must have...
Now he could step on a car, like if he... Yeah, he got bigger. Okay, all right.
Also, that's, like, significantly bigger than a Kuwagamon should be.
What's he doing?
That's his Digivice.
Why doesn't he do it?
Because Agumon's in the digital world.
Yeah, but why doesn't he turn it on and do something with it?
Because it doesn't really do much with that Agumon being there. Like, let's be real.
I don't know. He should use the golden one.
The golden Digi Egg?
Yeah,
like that's in it. The one with the bunny rabbits that died.
Oh, no. They didn't die. It came back at the end, evil and fully grown. Dancing.
Also, I have to praise this movie for actually, like, giving him some form of, like, almost PTSD when it comes to this sort of thing. Like... He looks scared.
I've got PTSD from watching these movies.
What, because they're all the same?
Yeah, he looks smaller. Maybe it is a...
You're right, he does seem to change sizes quite often. Though, I think a couple of the bug Digimon just do that, not because it's on purpose, because...
There's a guy, there's like a janitor for this building standing at the front right now.
Oh my god, not again.
This is horse shit, just for the 17th time. Drop some frames over there. Oops, now we're in the countryside, apparently.
Oh, this is Japan. Oh, he's dead. R.I.P. Taichi.
Use the Digivice.
He's not going to just throw it at it. Like, oh, it's small
that
again.
That probably will work if he believes in the power of heart. Heart of the cards.
Well, in the Wonder Swan Gosh.
What? Oh, no.
Yes, he's big again.
My bicycle.
I mean, like, in the Wonder Swan game...
He's having
you could catch
flashbacks.
Digimon.
What are we having? Class. What is this right now? Is this flashbacks of what happened
ten seconds ago? He's scared. He, like, doesn't...
Shonen?
And then it is Shonen. You're right. Yeah. This is Shonen. Like...
If a Digimon's here, then that means there's a Digimon here in the real world.
I guess I'm going to get eaten by this bug.
Oh, the Digivice did something. What? Yeah. I am shocked. Oh,
yay!
Fan service.
It's Agumon. He lost weight.
Did he?
He looks a lot different than he did.
He didn't make the... He didn't say it.
What?
He didn't say his attack.
He doesn't need to say his attack.
He does it every time, though. Why is he so pale?
You're right. He's very pale.
Wait, there's no music or anything for this.
Yeah?
Like, this whole scene sort of doesn't really...
It's meant to be dramatic, so they're taking away music.
Music adds to it? This is really dead for me. Like, I'm not really feeling a lot from this.
This is, like...
Okay, now we've got...
I mean, the first one is kind of just, like, an introduction. Like, where are they now? And also, this is happening. The second and third ones are much better. Third one made me cry a little bit.
It's my favourite part of the whole movie already.
What?
It's transforming into numbers. Skull War Metal Greymon.
I think
Greymon.
I saw a 2.
That's not
no,
good.
No, like, there was a 2, because it's
that's not good.
It's Trinary, because it's Digimon Adventure Tri.
Is it the same? So it's the same bug again.
They
need to euthanize this one because there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's gonna take Agumon with him, isn't he? He's gonna disappear into the digital world and take Agumon, and they're gonna have to go find him, aren't they? This is what's gonna happen.
No. I wish that's what happened. That sounds so much better.
I could write these movies. I know it's a children's movie, but I'm
no,
just...
this one's not. This one's for
no, this is a children's
age.
Movie.
No, this one's for people my age.
I think I know my Digimon. Thank you. It's nice. Children, please put on your 3D glasses now for the full experience. Well, this is fun. They're in the digital world now, are they?
I don't actually know. But that is a throwback to the first episode. They kill Kuagamon by pushing him off a cliff, like the cliff breaks.
They're just doing it in random places. This is fun, I guess. It's cool.
Yeah. It's also... I like it because they use
real places.
It's nighttime
now, by the way. He's just been walking around for 7 hours. Just screaming out his name.
Well, that's a relief. It's not the main airport.
Yeah.
My bike's dead.
Oop, flashbacks.
Take a shot every time there's a
apparently
flashback.
that's what he thinks of when he thinks of the destruction, not like the 14 crushed cars and stuff.
No, just like the broken phone and the slightly squashed bridge. Oh, look, it's the teacher.
Is it?
And he's some Men in Black organization.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, that's terrifying for that little girl.
I've seen enough Japanese animation to know what's
gonna
happen.
Where this is going,
yeah. I don't know if you ever remember Death Note. A lot of people watched that show.
Yeah.
It came out when I was young. And they remember that scene where they strapped her to the table? The chick? The
yeah,
main girl and
Mika
that?
Or whatever.
Yeah, for no reason.
Yeah, just because it's anime.
Just because. Dramatic tuba. For some reason.
Well, they use the same sort of musical notes as in the original season.
Why doesn't he go to the next form?
Because he just doesn't.
All right.
Shut up. Well, actually, between season 1 and 2, they actually sacrificed their ability to go past champion for some reason, but then they were able to do it again because of... one of the gods was like, okay, you can temporarily have the power back, but then that power was then given to another Digimon so they could get to a higher form, so there's no reason why he should be able to get to beyond adult. He will, and he does.
Okay,
but...
yeah. He should use the golden egg.
Yeah, the golden armor energize.
That's right.
With Willis.
With Willis. Well, I remember Willis. He's my favorite character. Willis, the master hacker.
I wish Willis was in this movie.
You're dead, by the way, now. Oh, no, he got back up really fast.
Yeah. I'm Greymon now!
Okay. Is he going to evolve again?
I don't think so. He looks... It's like... He's got such a big head.
What a coincidence.
They're all back.
Oh. Excellent fedora. There's someone missing from here, though, isn't there?
Mimi and Joe. Mimi's in America, and Joe is...
I meant
Wizardmon.
Rest in peace.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Well, not all here.
The important ones.
They suddenly got me.
Yep.
Oh, Wow, Gardamon, what's wrong with your face?
Catmon. Suspicious. Still haven't seen that bug and the other bug in the same scene together in the same camera shot. I haven't seen them. Suspicious, but okay.
Also, you want to something interesting? Also, no. She's the best character, and she's got a Monsemon keychain. That's important. So the bug, Tentomon? You know how when we were in Japan I was talking about Kanzai-ben?
Nope.
Tentomon speaks in Kanzai-ben.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the one from Kanzai region, Osaka and Kyoto.
At least what?
Kanzai-ben. Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Look, there's more of them now.
What they need to do is get all the Digimon and mash them together into one big one that it's all evolved together.
Oh, no.
All of them.
Wouldn't that be sad if that happened?
Is that actually what happens in this movie now?
Not this movie.
What, 10 of them merge together?
Sort of.
Oh, Jesus.
It's okay, they just become his wings, it's fine.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Oh. I can see twos in there. This is not...
Yeah, it's trinary.
I saw a three in there.
Oh, did you? Yeah, oh, that's wrong. It's meant to be trinary, which is 0, 1, and 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't look like a Choose Your Fighter.
What's wrong with his face?
Yeah, the I'm not a big fan of the animation.
They cutified them. That's what they did. They made them like the eyes shinier and
they
stuff.
They shouldn't. He looks so weird. I feel like he was actually fluffier in like the original animation.
I feel like if I was a Digi
destined
trainer,
Digi trainer,
I would What's the ball form?
What?
The ball. When they're a ball?
An egg?
No, form? After that. They're like a ball with ears.
The baby form?
Yeah, right. Just send that at them.
What? To blow bubbles at them?
Get stuck in their throat.
Oh. I like Piamon.
Sure. Watch for threes.
Okay, I'm watching for threes.
Maybe I hallucinated.
I'm just seeing twos.
I swear to God, I saw a three. Rewind it, no one's leaving. What is that?
That's Berdramon.
What? I don't ever remember seeing that before.
It's okay, it's pretty forgettable.
What comes after that?
Garudamon.
Garuda?
Garudamon. Garudamon.
Garudamon.
Yes.
Right.
And then Phoenixmon's after that. This is what Tentomon becomes, by the way.
Smiley, not suspicious still, but whatever.
No, he's not. It's just because they're the same colour, Brady. Don't be digi-racist. See?
This is suspect. Oh, that's... Wow. Adorable.
Yeah, they sure do make them cute.
This is the same guy,
no,
right?
They're not the same guy. One's blue. Why is his pupils dilated?
Oh god, we have to watch another three of these.
No, only one. Oh, Christ. Because Gardamon's already an adult. She's already the same form as everyone else, despite being small.
How does that work? Don't answer that.
She had some trauma, and because of the trauma, she doesn't need to be in her child form. She's strong enough to maintain the adult form.
I bet they spent 7 episodes on that storyline.
Yeah, she got whipped like in the face and the hand by a Dracula, a vampire. That's what they are.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
I like his nipples. And his
Yeah, I like
gloves.
His nipples too. I like his rivets.
See, she's the same level, so she's as strong as everyone else now.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Why is she small?
I don't know. But the form before that, her child form, is a dog. And her next form's an angel.
I remember that. An angel man and angel woman fused together.
No, they don't.
All right.
See you, Goemon. Goemon just left, by the way. I like to point that out.
See you later. Whoop.
Mimi's the best.
Mm.
I'd want to make sure you know that. You're right. They aren't calling out their attacks.
No.
That's weird to me. I didn't notice that the first time, but they're definitely not calling out their attacks. And now I'm not happy.
My God, you just turned that guy into squares.
Yeah, that's data.
That's data, is it?
You can eat that. You can eat that.
Can you?
In season three, Digimon absorbed that data to become stronger.
Wow. Isn't that mitosis? No, what is it? What's the word for that?
Eating.
Osmosis? There's a word for it.
I don't... Not exactly.
You know what I mean? Like when two cells absorb each other? Like.
Oh. The opposite of mitosis. Mitosis is them splitting.
Yeah.
Reproduction is mitosis. I'm a cat.
Apparently.
It is cool that they're fighting side by side.
Great. That's because they didn't want to animate the cat that's 1 inch across on the screen next to the giant bug.
Fair. Agumon.
So is that considered rude? If they knock that wolf into cubes, if the other Digimon just start eating him, is that allowed? Is that cannibalism?
In season three, one character actually tries to kill, like one human character tries to get their Digimon to kill another kid's Digimon so she could absorb his data.
Nice. The Digimon Hitler, right?
No, that's not the Digimon Kaiser, not the Digimon Hitler.
Sorry, same guy. I'm going to remember him, though. That was definitely supposed to allude to Hitler.
No, Digimon and Kaiser. Kaiser,
I'm pretty sure, is a German word. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Japanese for Digimon Emperor.
Mm.
I thought that when I was a kid.
So much damage. Flashback to the phone, only broken on the ground.
Oh, no, not the phone and the squashed bicycle. Oh, man, he's going to do it, isn't he? He's doing it internally. The dog's dead.
What is that?
That's his name is Hackmon. He's just a Digimon that is just kind of watching.
Is he on the cover?
No. I don't think so. He might be on the back, but on the front.
He's not.
Yeah, his name's Hackmon. Or Hackmon, I guess. He evolves into Jesusmon, who has knives for feet.
Hmm.
Why does Sora look like she's wearing pyjamas?
Probably is.
But she got changed into that.
She's gone to sleep before she got kidnapped by the secret Digimon service.
Yeah. Mimi's the best.
What is that thing?
That's Palmon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he looks like... Yeah, he's depressed that you're here. Oop.
Mimi's the best.
Someone tell that guy to put his fedora down. See, I don't think they should show people wearing fedoras. It makes people think it's okay to wear them in real life.
It's set in 2005.
Just remember, no matter what people's choices or beliefs are, it's never okay to wear a fedora.
You're right.
Yeah, unless you're over 50 in Italian.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why Japanese people do seem to have a big thing about hats.
Hmm. Well, Mimi's not wearing a hat for some reason. She should be.
Big pink cowboy hats, not so much, but those small ones, yeah. Boaters and stuff.
Let's go ask the mysterious lady.
She looks happy.
Yeah.
Everyone get back in the stranger's car. Come on, we're all 14. Let's do it.
Okay, like, this, like, the eldest of them is, like, 17, like, in this group.
They just got kidnapped. They're all underage. They all just got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She's the best. Her crest is the crest of purity.
Is it really, though?
Yes. She's so cool. I love her. Mimi's the best. Looks like Bart Simpson
Wizard
for
Mon.
Some reason. No, he's not Wizard Mon.
Wizard Mon. Oh, god damn it.
Identified creatures, definitely not Digimon.
This guy is the skinny guy, right, from the original series?
Yeah, he's the nervous one. He's got the crest.
Oh, I remember this. This is the walrus.
Yeah, he's well done.
Yeah.
He's on my bowl.
Don't cry. Finally, something to hug other than my body pillow.
Aww.
What?
Don't be so mean to Joe.
He's fine. He's... Joe.
Yeah.
I think...
There was no reports of anyone being injured.
Except the bike. I think the reason that they keep doing this at the same spot, they must be saving money on animation or something. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Everything happens at the same spot.
No, it's just because Odaiba's where they all live. And for some reason, because they all live there, that's where the Digimon go for some reason. Not everywhere else in the world.
This filthy fan service. You see that armpit?
That armpit,
disgusting.
Yeah. I love armpit. I'm really worried they'll come back again.
You should be. It's a regular occurrence. You should move out of the area.
But they know what Digimon are.
Agaman, why do you sound like a 90-year-old chain smoker?
I'm glad that she remembers Digimon exist.
It's in between our episodes of dementia where she's blending
beef jerky
into
potato shakes.
Yeah, I don't understand that. See, something I don't understand a lot about this stuff, but why they turn someone competent into incompetent for some reason.
It's because it's funny.
Is it? It's not really that funny, though, is it?
In both versions, Mimi's mum actually just can't cook. She puts random things together, and Mimi's kind of the same.
Do you know what's funny? In My Hero Academia, how the main guy's mum is fat.
That's
funny.
See? Not funny.
Yes, it is. It is.
She's adorable.
That's why they made her fat, to make her funny. There's never any fat
Japanese
main real characters.
Season 4 of Digimon had a fat main character.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got me there. Who's that in the background? Who the hell is that? She's got a Digimon, doesn't she? She's on the cover. I can see her on the back. It's a cat.
She's also adult level, by the way.
And her perk is that telescopic eye thing from My Hero Academia.
She's not May.
I like that show. Let's do it. Show on.
Actually, she's May, but she's not May from My Hero Academia, but she is May.
We should do a thing on that My Hero Academia. I like that show. It's good.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's fun stuff.
Well, the season 4 is coming out soon.
I don't think it's very popular overseas, though.
Japan. It's huge in Japan.
Is it?
Yeah, they have, like, pop-up stores for it.
Oh, yeah.
Though I'm pretty sure Atmon rated higher in some awards, which was surprising. I mean, I love Atmon.
God, no one gives a shit in this class. Look at this.
Like, oh, this is another main character. Let's put her by the back.
What's wrong with her?
She's shy. Let's seat her with all the other main characters. What about the other blank seat?
Isn't there an anime where someone tries to avoid becoming the main character or something?
That does happen in an episode of Digimon.
I feel like there's a whole anime series about someone who constantly tries to avoid becoming the main character and getting involved with their shit.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He's just like, oh, not this again. There's a boss battle going in the background. He's like, nope.
That sounds great. I want that.
If it's not real, that's my idea. I trademark that, anyone listening, so... To the 7 people who listen to this show.
I'm sure it sounds like it would be a light novel at least.
I could write that. Who is this again? Is this the mum? I can't remember.
I saw her. Is that the mum? Well, she's the mum, but she's not... It's
oh my god, watch out!
It's a cat.
So we already have a cat on the team. Can you turn into anything else?
Yes, she can.
Where's the digital breasts. One? Where's the vending machines? Where's the digital?
Oh, in Atmon, the best one is that his Digivice comes out of a vending machine, and the Digivice asked him, "Are you a main character? Are you a protagonist?"
Yeah,
and he's like, "No,"
yeah,
but he is.
Was that the story?
Yeah,
I'm asking about Digimon that are like
that was Digimon
robots.
Yes, there are Digimon little robots.
Nice. For some reason.
Why is it always around Odaiba?
I'm glad we're going around through this again so you can come through. The digital world's leaking into the real world.
Again.
Put a patch in. Come on.
Even though... some human died and also a Digimon died in the last season to ensure that
for unknown reasons in space, which created a new non-gate connection to the... What?
They have to say it's a non-gate connection because, as I just said, there were sacrifices made so the gate could never open again. Like, it would be, safely
buried. You can just insert the word non-gate into any...
Yeah, so they had to, ride around for a reason for there to be issues.
Distortions in the curvature of space... But using my 2007 MacBook Pro, I was able...
It's 2005, so the fact he has a 2007 MacBook Pro is good. Amazing.
I was able to work out the reason for the curve. Oh, you just said that again. You just repeat...
He's actually a genius, but also no one's listening to him.
He's repeated this again. May looks like she's having an aneurysm.
What?
She looks like she
had an aneurysm. Call
her May. May, what's her name?
Mimi.
That's the same.
My name's May.
Ha. Huh. He didn't come. Okay. Did you see...
Why is she cross-eyed? Why are they all cross-eyed?
They're listening to this guy go on about the curvature of space for the 7th time.
Also, have you noticed that he's still talking in the background, but they're talking over him?
Yep. Until he gets the pen and paper out. This is how wormholes work.
Oh, and he pokes it through, yeah.
This is rude. These guys are all super rude.
Yeah, they're just talking over him.
I liked that guy in Persona, by the way, and with the glasses and the black hair.
Joker.
Yep, that's him. His crossovers are out of control.
To be fair, it was caused by a Digimon, so... My favourite thing in Digimon Adventure is how they constantly make these two argue for no reason. As Koshiro said, he's still talking! Listen to him! Have you forgotten? Here, let me explain. Let me recap everything for you.
Please don't.
I feel sorry for Koshiro.
Wow, this really escalated for literally no reason. Everyone's just ignoring the crap out of this guy. What... His mouth isn't even moving. He's doing ventriloquism. Oh, there it goes. Nice.
What about the government people? What happened to the government people?
They've gone back to the government. They're adults.
But they didn't even say anything about anything.
Yeah, they didn't have time to explain. Also, he's saying he's a girlfriend. Watch this.
Or a Digimon.
Koshiro's face. Do you feel sorry for Joe?
Nah.
They're in disguise.
Are they?
Yes.
The bird doesn't even need a disguise.
Well, the bird didn't. The bird was just pecking the ground. Looks okay to me. Yeah, you're right. I don't know why the cat needs to disguise. Just say, oh, this is my cat.
Giant bird. What are they eating, exactly?
Food.
It's a shovel. What? It's not even a utensil. It's a tiny shovel.
It's Okonomiyaki.
I've never seen these before. What are they eating with?
Little mini Okonomiyaki spoons. They have like a kind of like a little bit like a knife. So you can like cut the Okonomiyaki.
Sorry, what? Oh, I get it. Does that joke work in Japanese?
Yeah. Ikemen, and then... Ikemen is like a handsome man, but I can't remember what the... Oh, men means head, so they're probably just changing that, and the subtitles are sort of localizing it.
Right.
I think.
Because handsome doesn't really work.
Yeah. It's a funny joke, though. I came to see the guy who is in the Men in Black, apparently. Please don't eat my donut. Imagine having to make up that whole agency just for Digimon.
Level 36 bureaucrat. God, we've already heard this.
Do you want to hear the explanation again?
Are they non-gate distortions? They are. Tell me more. Handled them. This has already come up. Infected Digimon was a thing that I remember this.
Oh, in the third one, the third part of the Digimon
God
movie.
God damn it, why?
More like, they really like to reuse plots.
What's force?
It's mass times acceleration.
Thanks, Meg.
It's alright.
What do they mean by force? What force are they? Does it mean affiliation?
I think so. Well, there are different affiliations you can have in the digital world. Because of Yggdrasil and stuff. There's kind of like two gods fighting.
Ah, they've been rampantly attacking the city for days, weeks, months, and here's the best photo we've got. It's the Bigfoot of Digimon.
Genai was like, kind of like this old guy who's not a human or a Digimon and helped them out.
Not a human or a Digimon?
Yeah.
It's a Pokemon.
No, but, okay, yeah. Yeah, Genai's a Pokemon, it's fine. There's not much background sound in this movie.
There's not. It's so quiet.
Yeah.
It's dead.
Like, watching things with you gives me a whole new perspective on things.
Movies are like 50% audio and 50% video. You know, there's a reason that there's just no, yeah, there's just no background noises. There's nothing. There's only talking. There's no music. There's no, like, yeah, it's just strange. Can't hear anything in the background.
She reminds me of the woman in Arjun.
Yeah, Arjun was weird.
Arjun was good. One more of it.
I think it's done. Well.
This millennial rubbish. Oh.
Who else buys your clothes when you're a kid?
Yeah.
Like that Simpsons joke, nice pajamas, did your mom get them for you?
Of course, who else would have, yeah. Because he's 10. This is so relatable, though.
No, it's not. It's relatable if you have social anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Well, he does. He's like, except for when he speaks French in restaurants, apparently. Then he's fine.
Yeah, yeah, apparently. For another oolong tea, and I swear to God, if it's cold, I'm going to put it inside you. Like, why?
He's drinking oolong tea. Also want to play a fun game of look at the different outfits he has.
Wait, why doesn't he just use a tape measure? Why does he need simulations?
But look at this. Like, he's got like a pirate, he's got a crab, he's got a Harry Potter outfit. It's great. What is Tentomon doing? Oh, he's crying. He's looking into the sunset because it's a shonen.
Okay, man, please give up the cigarettes.
Go away, Agumon. I'm trying to have a moment here in my shonen.
It's this guy again. Well, I'm in Japanese prison. Lord, Japanese prison got me down. Said I'm in Japanese prison, Lord.
No, South Park.
Don't belong here, my ass around.
Why are you quoting? He's quoting South Park. He's not being racist. He's quoting South Park.
Oh my God.
What? Is it too shonen for
you? No, it's just painful that there was no. It's unrealistic. I mean, I understand this is not a, like, non-fiction.
It's unrealistic. Not because he's sitting next to a giant lizard or anything that blows fire out of his face and talks. The fact that they're having an argument.
They just really took it out, escalated it.
They're fighting because that's what they do. They started punching each other in the first season because they were in the snow. And just phones.
Like, there we go again.
I was joking.
That was a different phone as well.
Not just buildings.
That was a different phone in a different position as well.
Maybe it just zoomed in.
No, the screen was cracked off that one. It was different.
Oh.
Perhaps the alarm clock at the start, which was a broken egg, was foreshadowing for broken phones.
I don't think it was a broken egg. I think it was just hatching.
Don't you have to break an egg to hatch it?
No, they break them. Like, the foot goes through them and, like, that breaks itself.
So the egg becomes broken.
I don't know. You're right. Okay.
So much deep symbology in this movie. Again, they're drinking oolong tea.
Yeah.
To symbolize their love for oolong tea.
I don't even know how Tentomon drinks. I don't think Tentomon has a mouth.
It's got a proboscis.
Well, that was animated. It's this 15-year-old's office.
Is it?
Yeah. That's who Koshiro is.
Oh.
I'm helping out my American friend who isn't Willis.
Oh, really?
No, he just said his American friend, but it's weird because they've all met Willis. Well, no of Willis.
Willis has two Digimon.
Yeah. Well, one sort of maybe died.
He came back. He found the egg again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. You don't remember. You don't know your Digimon.
No,
I do.
He came back more in the English version.
This is 2000 MacBook Pro from 2007.
In 2005.
I knew he was bad. He just pushed them into the thing. Literally caught red-handed.
That's fine.
I've created a virtual cyberspace. That's it. I'm turning this off now.
No.
I'm turning. Where's the remote?
I have it, I think. Yeah, I have it.
It's an evacuation strategy / prison.
Why doesn't he know how to check his text messages? Wasn't he sending one before?
He doesn't know how to use telephones. They're always breaking around him.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Yep. No matter how good you are at programming, I don't know how that would be... I guess they are digital.
Yes,
but they become digital. Real in the real world because Quagamon was able to really injure that phone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. What is he cutting?
Let's get a close up. He's cutting up phones. Digi distant?
Yeah. I don't know why his hair changed shades of yellow, but okay.
Man, oh man, Jeff Jesus.
Yeah, he hasn't slept.
Ah, the fan service. Oh my god. This is something I just whipped up quickly. Well, I'm in Japanese prison. No, Japanese prison got me down.
It's an ATM.
His clothes were not digital.
Yeah, so it...
I only made one pair. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, well, he's the one who wears goggles.
Fascinating. Tell me more.
At least they're listening this time. Are they? I like a cardigan. We'll bring this random who doesn't have a Digimon with us for no reason. Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
It's weird that she says kind of. It's kind of a cat.
If that's not suspicious, then I...
Yeah, like, I don't know why she couldn't say, it's a cat.
It's that Japanese thing of not saying no. Frozen yogurt, delicious. Oh, God.
No, I'm just hungry.
These highly cerebral plot lines are doing me in. I sure hope he gets to come in at the end and save the day. Oh my god.
Do not say Diaboromon.
What was that?
Another Digimon.
Oh. Makes no sense at all.
That's the Ferris wheel in Odaiba. Let's force these people who have a problem with not punching each other into the same Ferris wheel cart.
I see no problem with this. Should be fine.
Maybe just taking photos of these men who are about to kill each other.
He didn't even do anything.
Now let's stare each other for no reason.
Nice.
Even though they were meant to go up there to look for distortions with the goggles, he's not got the goggles on, they're just talking. It's a good thing it's a slow Ferris wheel.
Just waiting until they get to the top. Who's doing wrong?
They are.
Why?
They're fighting.
What the hell is happening? I sure hope they don't get attacked while they're in this precarious...
Yeah, wouldn't that be, like, very terrible if that Kuagamon just... That'd be the end of them, right?
Imagine how many broken phones there would be.
There's so many broken phones. Why is Koshiro making that face?
Oh, well, they did address that. Oh, God. Who could have foreseen this?
Turns out we could have just looked up the entire time. An abnormal climactic event centered above. It's definitely not those Digimon again, though. To avoid injuries, what do they think it is? It's like Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Myotismon. I wish.
Is that a cat? It's kind of a cat.
That's kind of a cat. I have a full-size plush toy of her. It was a 1 in 500 release.
Ooh. I don't think you could find 500 people who care enough.
I bought 500 of them.
Oh. Oh,
that's no. From the storage cage.
It's the Black Knight.
Whoop. I have figures of him. I'm not sure if you can remember.
Don't tell
them.
People that.
People know I have figures of him. That's Alphamon. That's literally what I said 5 seconds ago. Well, you know Omegamon. Well, we also have Betamon, so now we also have Alphamon. Betamon's the least impressive one. He's just a green lizard with a mohawk.
A disobedient Digimon.
Hmm?
Just got a disobedient Digimon.
Yeah. He's just a cat.
Naze?
Watashi ga kita?
We save money by putting them in the same pose just then. So
yeah, and just having them float instead of actually move. Oh, here we go.
I saw the phone again.
Yeah, with the shopping bags.
God damn it, why?
What are you doing, Taichi? Oh, I'm thinking about a broken phone and some shopping bags that were dropped. No big deal. NBG. NBD. Yeah, it's Bellet Town. It's my favourite town in Pokemon. I don't know why she's so useless and just standing in the way.
It's got a secret weapon. You okay? How's your cat?
I've just squashed the cat.
Well.
Nodding. Oh, her glasses broke. Nope, strangled that bird. Nope. Oh man, those people just died.
Someone lost their phone.
Oh no.
Just then.
It's okay, surely the giant wolf biting me will be okay.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to digivolve for this one. I sure hope not 7 times in a row.
Yay, Palmon.
Oh, god damn it.
What? We haven't seen this one evolve yet. We haven't seen right. this animation.
Okay. Where's the background noise where the Digivolve yells out Digivolve?
No one yells at Digivolve.
They do. Digivolve too.
She's doing it right now. Palmon Evolution.
Nah, but it's better in English.
That's you're the first person to ever say that.
Anticlimactic. And they yell their name out, you know?
Yeah.
And their she's attacks. Doing that too. How do I know?
Not the attacks, no.
Yeah, the attacks and the names. That's very underwhelming.
What? Togemon's the best.
But no, the yelling. There's no yelling. That's just like a little gentle. Whoops.
See ya.
They're going to have to do a Digivolve again.
They're going to have to use the golden Digi-Eggs.
I just think it's very underwhelming compared to the other ones, that's all.
Well, this is like an episode one. This is just episode 1 of 6, so it's fine.
This is a movie.
Yeah, this is movie 1 of 6. Oh, here we go, the bridges and the planes again. Oh no, oh, there's a phone. Has it actually been like 6 or 7 times now?
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was that much. I thought it was like maybe twice.
Mm.
I must fight. Ah, I love Bakugo.
This guy has a lot of... Yeah, that's what he seems like. This guy has a lot of emotional... Just the women. But
I knew you were
going to
say that. Only we can save them, apparently. Not the giant cactus. Oh. Nope, Kosho is just on his computer. He's updating his Facebook status.
Maybe.
Do you want some more shots of destruction, by the way?
Is it the cat that's going to save everyone? It is, isn't it? No. Yeah, it's the cat's going to evolve.
Oh, by the
way,
that was also a shot from the first season when they first evolved their Digimon to their ultimate forms. They hold hands and get shot by the angel arrows.
Are they going to kiss?
No,
I think they are. Oop, no. They thought about it, though. I could see them thinking about it. I'm going to Google that. I wonder if that's a thing.
Oh, yeah. That's it's called Taito.
I'm not going to Google that. I've changed my mind all of a sudden. See? There's no where was the evolution thing?
Because
where was the yelling of the name?
Because they're all evolving.
Where's the yelling out the attacks?
Because they're skipping it.
I'm very underwhelmed right
now. They're all just evolving.
What? He just...
Yeah.
I am very underwhelmed. Skull War Metal Greymon should at least shout out his name.
He's not Skull War Metal
Rocket Dog.
It's not Skull.
They couldn't have made this more boring if they tried.
It's just the first.
I don't even like, you know, I don't even like this show, and I don't, you know, but they could not have made this more boring.
Well, the second one and third ones are better.
We just saw some Naruto Sasuke color power there.
Yeah.
Some color combo powers.
Well, that's a trope.
She broke her glasses. Whoops.
Where's his waist?
This guy also doesn't have any reasoning behind anything. He doesn't talk. Wasn't even his final form, apparently. Oh, it's going to come out of his head now. He's got pink eye now. Great.
He's got blue eye. It's like in Star Wars. They have the different colours to show their alignment.
Oh, good thing we're going to stop this guy to stop him from destroying everything.
It's so good we're going to stop having the collateral damage now by causing more collateral damage.
Oh, look at this. This is...
They're in love.
They are, aren't they?
Is it's Naruto and Sasuke.
Oh, dear. Yeah, if you saw Death Note...
I did.
There's a scene where the guy washes the other guy's feet.
Huh. Thanks, Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, that... Oh, Taichi's going to have nightmares about that later.
If we don't do anything, everything will be destroyed.
Oh, it turns out when we fight, that also destroys things. Do you want to go to the Fuji building again and destroy that? Yeah, let's do that.
Special beam cannon.
Oh, here we go.
I want to see that phone again.
Are we going to see the phone again?
Ah, he got away.
See ya.
Yeah, you just...
Oh, and Omegamon destroyed everything. Now he has the Naruto kitten face.
What are you falling over for, mate? He didn't do anything.
He thought about the phone again.
He didn't do anything. He just stood. None of them ever do anything. They just stand there while the Digimon does all the work.
That's why I like season 3.
Why?
Because the kids actually are involved. I'm so glad we could protect the building. I'm just happy.
Those were the first words in like 5 minutes, by the way. Got away. That's it.
There's little babies.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for helping, dickhead.
Like the Maine Coon cat? Why is the Digivice tiny?
What? Shocked.
Well, they're shocked. Like, we've only met like 7 other kids.
Very obvious Digimon. Mei Kumon, that reminds me.
Sorry,
is this
I didn't
the
tell
sister
you.
Of the Digimon Kaiser Hitler?
No.
Wouldn't the cat recognize them if the cat is from the digital world?
Why are they just smiling at her? Up and along came Zeus.
Why are they all like that? They're all just like, the whole town's destroyed, the thing got away, but they're like, oh, we made a friend potentially. Like, we're looking on the bright side of things.
Yeah. Did you like that movie, Bray?
70 people just died on that Ferris wheel.
And Taichi's still thinking about the phone.
And they're like, oh, well, good thing we saved the day. Oh, yeah. Look, we made it. Is that a... Oh, god damn it.
What do you think?
No.
Out of all the other Digimon movies.
It was even worse than the other ones.
Yeah. Even the one you were like, I'm not going to lie, this one was worse than the other one.
This one was worse than the other ones.
Well, it's okay, because there's only 5 more for us to watch.
I'm not watching those.
Oh, well, at least they get better, sort of. This is just like an introduction. Like, in hindsight, it's fine.
It's just boring. There's no real story, at least. There's no, like...
There's story.
You can sit here all day and pick it apart and be mean to it because it's a kids' show and stuff
like
that.
No, this one's not for kids, though.
It is, though. There's just no... There's nothing. There's no anything to it.
So you have any
thoughts? No, the other ones were interesting because at least it was different. It had
the second one that we're going to be watching hopefully soon, unless you've just given up on Digimon and you're now going to flee and I'm never going to see you again.
Like, it was like they had New Ella, like that kid had 2 Digimons, one of them was evil, and there was all sorts of weird, wacky stuff like that. But this just boring. And the whole thing cutting out their attack names and cutting out, like... Yeah, it really seems strange.
Did you like any characters?
No.
No? Goemon was in it.
This guy from Persona.
He's not Joker. Or he's doing the anime thing with the...
Some reflective Teflon coating on his glasses that does that.
Yeah.
And they're still standing there. They've been there for about 4 days now. Someone should tell them to stop.
On what?
What? You held each other. What are you talking about?
Well, they have to be fighting, remember? I don't know how their
hair... They linked arms and held...
Like, have you noticed that their hair still looks the same before the fight?
Hey, it's windblowing. Lots of hair gel.
That's where the budget went.
I think the budget went... Well, wait a second. What was with the scene at the start?
Oh, yeah. The demiurge part. Just forget about it. It's fine. Just forget about it, it's fine.
The whole place is wrecked.
Yeah. Taichi still can't stop thinking about the phone, though.
What about the government people? What about them?
Well, yeah, that was, as I said, that was movie 1 out of 6.
God damn it.
Yeah. Aren't you glad you watched this and not Tamers? So we watched
it. I'm leaving now.
Forever.
Yes.
What rating out of 5 stars? How many stars?
I'm not giving it any stars.
I give it a negative star.
Zero.
Alright, so thanks for listening. Hopefully I can get Brady to sign on for more content in the future. Brady's just unplugging his headphones. He's getting up. He's leaving. Leaving forever. And that's the last I saw of him. There wasn't even any walrus. And he has to have that walrus. He's leaving now. So thanks for listening. Hopefully I'll be able to get a chapter 2 out if Brady forgives me for making him watch the first one. To be fair, the first one is sort of on the boring side compared to like the rest of them, but it's necessary boring. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. As always, you can find everything in the description. Email us at lostintranslation@gmail.com. Comment this episode or message us on any of our social media, like Twitter, we're at Translationmon. We're Lost in Translationmon, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a Scruff and Red on With the Will and a Rare Thread Digimon subreddit, which will all be linked. And we'd appreciate if you would review us on any podcast listening service that you use. And we have a website, vote in polls, check out our release schedule, check out our blog posts, and you can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. We're kind of playing around with some things. We have a listener Discord server for all Patreon supporters, but there are higher levels, more rewards such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thanks to our subscribers on Patreon, Joe, Stephen Reeves, who is WildWing64 on Archive of Our Own, Kaitawashi, Chisai, who's Chisai236 on Tumblr, Kyle, DeLadyBugman, Tom, Glitchgoat, Anthony, who's AntoClassic on Twitter, Lizmet, Elecmon, who's Elecmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Sam, Noam, Spiral, Keith, who's from the Friends and Firelight podcast, and Alex Ray Snyder, who is at Alex Ray Snyder on Twitter. You can also make one promotion on our PayPal, which you can find in the description. It's paypal.me/Agemon. And make sure to sign up for the podcast. And yeah, hopefully we'll see you guys next time. Sorry there was a bit of a break between the last one. I kind of needed a break from not doing podcasts and doing other things like travel and enjoy exploring and stuff and doing astronomy and stuff. And that's all been on my Twitter, at Ancient Irismon, if you wanted to see what else other things I've been up to. But it was kind of nice to have a break, but hopefully we can start pushing out more content if Brady doesn't immediately throw my podcasting stuff off the balcony, hopefully. So yeah, see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.